Poke some of them because they're bad.
Thank you for calling customer service. My name is King.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I had signed up with y'all for, I don't know, I got a $59.97 charge, but it's not helping me, so I want to get a refund on it and do away with it because it did not help my phone at all.
It didn't help your what at all, ma'am?
It did not get no viruses off my phone, so I want to do away with it and get a credit.
What didn't help your phone at all? What didn't help your phone at all, man?
It did not help me with any viruses on my phone, and I do not want it.
What was it that what I'm asking you is what didn't help with your viruses?
Well, I thought I had some viruses on my phone, and it did not help my phone at all. So I want to do away with it and see about getting a credit. And then
okay,
also,
what is it,
I was
what I'm
charged.
Asking you is what is it that you're trying to do away with, man?
Well, whatever I got from y'all, it on my credit card, it was buysubflyinggadgets.com. Is that y'all's company?
Yes, ma'am. But listen, let me explain something. What I want you to understand is anything that you purchase from us and that you got for free or for a trial or anything like that, we cannot refund the credit because in the terms and conditions where you ordered the product, it states that in the 14 days, you know, it was free and you will be billed the full amount for the product on the 15th day. And if you do have an account
okay,
with us, then you know that it is a monthly subscription. So I can't.
No, I did not.
Anything,
I did not.
But
no,
I can't.
Okay. Well, I was billed $59.97. I thought it would help my phone. It did not help my phone. Plus, I'm being billed $16.23 a month, which I was not aware of. And I do not want it anymore because it did not help anything. So how do I go about? How do I go about?
We can get it canceled out, but just because, you know, you tried the product out and you don't like it doesn't mean we can just, you know, return credit.
Well, it did not help. That's what I'm asking. It did not help. I thought I had viruses on my phone, and it didn't help my viruses. I was under the impression it was supposed to help viruses that you had on your phone, and I do have viruses on my phone, and it did not help at all. That's what I'm saying.
I just wanted to make sure we have a clear understanding that I can't refund you just because the product doesn't work for you. You know, I can't cancel.
Oh, really?
No, man. Yes, ma'am. Just because, you know, the product that you try doesn't work doesn't mean we can, you know, just let you return it back.
Okay. Well, I understand. It was a Norton virus protection. Am I correct?
I'm correct. That is correct.
Okay, I was under understanding Norton Virus Protection is supposed to take your viruses off your phone. Am I correct? Maybe I need to contact Norton Virus Protection and talk to them about it. Is that what I need to do?
I mean, it was all the same product, but just, you know, Norton does deal with viruses on different multiple devices, as far as computers, tablets, you know, phones and things like that. So... No, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's supposed to take your viruses off your phone. It did not do that. What it's supposed to do. So it's not working. It's not doing what it's supposed to do for one thing. That's what I'm saying.
I understand, yes, ma'am. But unfortunately, you know, just because, like I said, I can get the count canceled out for you. And, if you want to try to put
it
on...
If you're saying, why cancel it out if I already paid for it? And you're
not
going to give me a credit.
You know what I mean? It's a difference between keep paying for something and, you know, that you don't like something.
What do you mean? What do you mean keep paying for it? I mean, I've already paid $59.97, unless you're going to credit me $59.97.
No, ma'am.
Why cancel it out? I don't understand.
I'm finna get the account canceled out for you, though, but, you know, that's all that we could do for you, man.
Okay, so why would I cancel it out if I'm not going to be credited at $59.97? That's what I don't understand.
Because if you don't want to be billed monthly for the product, then I can get you canceled
out. You're saying bill the $16.23 a month? Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
See, I was not under what I read on y'all's information. It did not say I was going to be billed $16.23 a month.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
it states that in your terms and conditions.
Okay, I did not receive that information about the $16.23 a month. It did not say nothing about being billed $16.23 a month at all.
Yes,
so how was I aware of the $16.23 a month?
Sometimes we don't read, ma'am, but sometimes we take out.
I do read. I do read because I've been screwed over so many times.
Let me finish what I was saying. Sometimes we don't read.
Okay, where did you? Okay, let me ask you this. Where was I supposed to read $16.23 a month? Where did y'all tell me that? So I can go back and look at it.
Right when you purchased your terms and agreements, when you started the trial and the survey.
No, it was not. It was not there because I read it. It did not say $16.23 a month. Yes, sir.
Can you do me a favor and provide me with your zip code, please, so I can further assist you?
Yes, sir. It's 77833. Yeah, it did not say $16.23 a month because I would have seen it.
Yes, ma'am.
I do read.
It doesn't say $16.23 a month. It lets you know that you will be billed the full amount for the product. You only pay for shipping and handling. That's what you agreed to, okay?
What shipping and handling? There is no shipping and handling.
Yes, it is, ma'am.
Why would they do shipping and handling?
Can I have your first and last name?
Yeah, Elaine, E-L-A-I-N-E. Last name is Dodd, D-O-D-D.
Thank you. And I only need one person speaking at a time, please.
Okay, well, that's my help. I'm disabled in a wheelchair, so that's why she's talking in the background.
Just one person at a time,
because,
I understand.
Okay.
Just one person.
Don't talk in the background, please.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it never.
So right here, you have a watch, the smart watch.
No, I do not have no watch. I do not have no watch.
Yes, ma'am.
I only
Yes, ma'am. Can I finish, please, ma'am?
Sure. Go ahead.
You started a trial back in January 24th on the 21st of the last month, on the 24th of January.
Uh-huh.
You had a smartwatch. You got bills.
No, I did not have no smartwatch.
Ma'am, let me finish.
I don't have a smartwatch.
For the Vibe Watch W5. Okay, well, ma'am, we want to have the information that we have with the MasterCard in the 0757 and your address 200N Maris Road, Benham, Texas.
Yeah.
Brenham,
but
Texas.
I don't have a smartwatch.
I get that, ma'am. Well, it was back in January on the 24th. Today's.
I know, but I've never owned a smartwatch. So where did y'all get that from?
Yes, ma'am. Some, they say they don't have, but obviously, ma'am, we won't have this information unless you.
Well, I'm so sorry. I have never owned a smartwatch in my life. I'm disabled in a wheelchair. I only have a cell phone. I do not have a smartwatch, so I don't know where you get that information.
What I can do is I get that account to counsel it out for you, okay?
Okay. Yes. And then can I get the $16.23 refunded? Because all I have is a cell phone, so y'all have totally wrong information.
No, ma'am. The $16.23 has already been credited to the account as of the 10th of February.
You're saying that $16.23 is already credited?
It's already been on your account and been taken out. That was 14 days ago, ma'am.
Okay. We haven't had a phone because of the freeze. I'm in Texas. I did not have a phone for the last 10 days. That's why I'm calling you today.
Okay. Well, I can get the account counseled out for you, ma'am. And, you know, I am fortunate about the credit, and I do apologize. But I can't get this account canceled out for you, okay?
Okay, yes, please cancel it. And I do give me Norton Virus Protection phone number where I can call them and let them know what's going on y'all's account, please. Let them know what y'all are doing. If you can give me that phone number, please.
One second, man.
Okay. Yeah, I need to talk to Norton Virus because that way they know what's going on with their account. Y'all aren't advertising y'all's name. Y'all are advertising Norton Virus Protection. So they need to know what's going on.
We don't deal with Norton Virus Protection, man. We deal with smartwatch.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do, because it was advertised as Norton Virus Protection. And
that's
when
not
I was
us,
billed, it is, because you're advertising you're advertised as Norton Virus Protection on the internet, and when I'm being billed, it's being billed as. Yes, it is. That's why I pulled up. I pulled up Norton Virus Protection on the internet, and I'm being billed by subslimegadgets.com. And when I pulled it up, it was Norton.